Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Hogman Outdoors. Check out hogmanoutdoors.com for all sorts of useful hog hunting equipment and watch their YouTube videos. Well, folks, let's head down to Lake Tewakene and check in with Mr. Tony Pennybaker. It's blue catfish time, whether you're after that big old trophy or 4 gallons of snow white fillets. Tony? Thanks for being with us, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. It's always good to be on your show.
Well, I'll tell you what, I enjoy you being with us. I enjoy fishing with you. You enjoy your company. We get a lot of, I get a lot of response when you're on talking about catfishing at Tewakene. I get several, by a lot of response, I'm talking about several, that the when the show airs, I get several emails through the catfishradio.org, you know. Talking about catfishing, but you know, now is a time that you can, if you want to target big, what we will call trophy blue catfish, you can do that. But, and you've been doing that with your clients and catching a bunch of big ones. I've seen the pictures on Facebook just about every day, but it's also a time to do what I like to do, and that's go down there and like fish around those cormorant roost or this time of year, which we've got a trip coming up to do that, catch a lot of what we call eater fish. It's kind of a smorgasbord either way you want to go, isn't it, Tony?
Yes, and you can catch, I mean, even down where we're catching the eater sizes, ever so often you'll get one of them big ones on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're catching fish, nice big slot fish up in the 27 inch range, and you know, some smaller ones too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, action's really picked up here in the last week or so. The birds have come back in full force, and there's lots of cormorants. So they're filling just about every tree down there.
Man, and the droppings, folks, I know a lot of you know this, but those cormorant droppings, that's like a natural chum, isn't it, Tony?
Yep. Chumming everything down there, bait, fish, everything.
Well, are you keying around those trees a lot? Are you fishing those type areas a lot?
Yes, I mean, and then really shallow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was kind of hovering around in the 5 and 6 foot water, and I was catching some fish, and they were nice, but the numbers were lower, so I moved up to 1.5, 2 foot. And, man, we caught twice as many fish and even better fish up in the more shallow water.
Well,
I did test it on up to about as shallow as my boat would go, and it dropped off in the really more shallow on up in the morning, kind of moved back a little, but went back to some 3 foot water a little later in the day, and we were really wearing them out there too.
Yeah, so if you're going for meat, you know, and fun, you know, I love to catch a 3-pounder or a 2-pounder, whatever. But if you're going for the fill up some gallon bags with fillets, you are keying on shallower water right now a lot of the time. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna fish anything over 5 foot.
Yeah,
it's gonna be from 5 foot and shallower. And I get in the trees. Of course, the lake's dropping, so you have a stump issue.
Yeah,
especially with a big old tritone like mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got, if you don't know the lake, you're really going to have problems. I do have a few runs that I know I can get through, even if I'm loaded fairly heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I'm going to hit a few stumps, you know, so I kind of pick my spots and kind of run the same trails all the time, kind of limit my exposure to my boat.
Yes, yeah.
But I just chunked those things right up against them trees if I can. And, of course, I fish, you know how I fish, 10, 11 rods. So
yeah, you'll have plenty of baits.
I've got them all the way around the boat, and I throw a couple of them out in open water.
Yeah.
Keep the old fish honest, and we'll pull a few fish right out of the open water.
I know. Well, let's talk about that type of fishing, Tony. Now, of course, you're up in the woods up on the north end of the lake, and you'll get, so you're going to get back up in the trees away sometimes, right?
Yeah, I'll position the boat lots of times where I've got trees on both sides of me or all the way around me.
Yep.
You know, and, it just depends on how high the water stays and mm-hmm. how I'm loaded. If I'm loaded exceptionally heavy, I'm going to stay a little bit on the outside of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So just take a day where there's only two or three of us in there, I'll get on up in the middle of it, the woods, and
yeah,
and hit a tree stump with every rod.
The cormorants mark those trees with white. It looks like somebody's been up there with a paintbrush whitewashing them. So it's probably not hard to find a tree that's been whitewashed, right? I mean,
oh no, they're all whitewashed right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's literally, I don't know. I need to take a count when they're coming by the house here mm-hmm. to see how many's in that pack.
Yeah,
I can kind of estimate it if I count birds for a minute.
Yeah.
Time, how long it takes them to get by here.
See? Yeah, that's...
I get pretty close, you know.
That's one of the guide tricks.
But there's more than one flock of birds.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a flock in every bottom where the trees are. So the birds that come out of the Sabine down here aren't the same birds that come out of the Caddo.
Uh-huh, right, right.
There's a big flock in both areas. And even down near the Kitsie.
Mm-hmm.
Over off 751 where the South Sabine comes in.
Yep.
There's another set of birds there.
Different flocks. Well,
different flocks of birds, you know. So there's really an extreme amount of birds out here right now.
Good. That's good. Well, let's paint a picture. Say you and I are going fishing here, folks. I'll be in the boat with Tony very shortly. But say we're back up in the trees. The water's going to be, I'm just going to estimate, 5 foot deep, just for a talking point here.
Right.
You know, say it's 5 foot deep. That's not very deep. How are we going to rig up? Now, I understand, and our friends listening understand, that you might, you know, we might hook a 60-pound blue, but we're targeting, you know, fish 10 pounds and under, probably. You know, that's what we're looking
yeah.
for. How are we going to rig up for that?
Well, I'm running half drop shot rigs and half Santee rigs.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got half of my lines that are suspended upward. Well, I put 2 and 3 foot leaders on them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're suspended up. And then the other half are drop shots, which are laying right on the bottom.
Right, yep.
That way we pick up the bottom feeding fish and the ones that are swimming around in the upper part of the column.
Get them both, yep. Now, it's impossible to describe an average trip because you might have clients out one day doing exactly this and you catch a bunch of 2.5 to 5 pounders, which are primo. The next time, you might be out there with them, and they may catch a 32-pounder, whatever. But as a general rule, what size would the majority of the fish be up in this kind of scenario, you know, up around
most
the birds?
Most of them are going to be 2 to 4 pounds.
Yes, yep.
You know, and on a typical trip, we'll have 7 or 8 of those, maybe even 10 or 12 of those upper-sized slot fish, slot blues.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you might even have a channel cat in there that size. We did the other day. We had one of the biggest channel cat I've had in a while.
Yeah, yep. Oh, that's...
So, but normally, that's about right. I think 13... We had a trip here a while back where 13 of the fish were slot fish.
Mm-hmm, yep.
24 to 27 or 8 inches long.
Yes, yep, yep.
And the rest of them ran that 2 to 4 pound range, you know.
Yeah, well, Tony, I stay on Facebook quite a bit and post a lot of things, a lot of my articles, and our TV show, A Sportsman's Life, we keep it there where people can readily find it. But I noticed that when you post pictures, now right this time of year, it is mostly, almost exclusively blue catfish. You know,
yep.
I know that's what you're targeting. Now,
yep.
And I will make this day, and you'll show 3, 4 bunches of gallons of fillets. Now, the truth of the matter is that the blue catfish, that what we call eater blues, they're packing a lot of fillets. They're packing a lot of good eating there. So
right.
It's not
blue
like
it. It's a lot more meat than a channel the same size.
Yes, and that's a fact.
Because they just say a 5-pound blue and a 5-pound channel. So the channel, you got two fillets.
Mm-hmm.
The belly's too thin, and they don't have that deep cavity in on top of their head.
Right, yep.
So, you know, when you do a blue, you got two fillets, you got two of those cavity cuts out of the back of their head,
mm-hmm.
and then you go for the belly. And the belly on a blue is real thick.
Yeah, yep.
And so the males are twice thick as the females.
Is that right?
Really,
yeah.
Cut heavy belly meat, and that's good meat. I mean, when you fillet the skin off of both sides, it eats as good as any other part of that fish.
It is.
And I thoroughly skin them. I don't leave nothing. When I get done, look like a buzzard had a hold of it.
I've eaten a bunch of them that you put the knife to, buddy. I call it, on the bigger blues, I call it the cheek meat. I might be mistaken when I'm calling it that.
Yeah, most people call it the cheek meat.
But it's that little, I tell you what, I don't know if you've ever, scallops. Saltwater scallop. To me, it reminds me of a scallop, you know. It really does. Some of the best eating. Well, Tony, I look forward to getting with you here and fishing. And of course, I'm going to do a newspaper article and maybe go into some in-depth things, some tips and stuff like that from you. But what's the best way to reach you? Right now is prime time to catch the big ones or to fill up your cooler with eaters. How do they contact you?
Best way to get hold of me is call me on my phone. It's 903-474-3078.
Well, Tony, thank you.
Send me a message.
Yeah.
If I don't answer, I might be fishing, and I'll get back with you soon.
Yep, Facebook.
And you can look up and see all the fish I'm catching on Facebook and even go to my website at LakeTewakeneCatfishGuide.com.
Yep. Okay, you're easy to track down. Look forward to seeing you real soon, Tony. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking for real estate up around the Lake Fork and surrounding areas, I want to hook you up with my buddy, Mr. Paul Tibbett, with Signature Properties. Paul and his qualified team have all different types of real estate for you, lake lots, land, quality, luxury homes, you name it. You can check them all out online at easttexasluxury.com.